لله وإنا إليه راجعون رضاً بقضائه وتسليماً لأمره السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء لقد أظمت المصيبة وجلت وأظمت المصيبة علينا وعلى جميع أهل السماوات والأرض فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين اللهم فضائف عليهم العذاب العليم واللعنة منك عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين أزادارنا إمام حسين. We have gathered to pay our respects and offer condolences to the mother of Hussein. We have gathered to pay condolences to Imam al-Zaman. On the day of Ashura, by the time of Asr was approaching, our Ghareeb Imam was very tired. He was physically tired. He was emotionally exhausted. By now, Hussein had been lifting the bodies of his Ashab and Ansar from the early part of the day. By this time, Hussein has lifted the shattered body of Qasim. By now, Hussein has brought the severed hands of Abbas. By now, Hussein has removed the blade, the spear blade from the chest of his Ali ibn al-Akbar. By now, Hussein has removed an arrow from the throat of his baby. Someone asked Imam al-Sadiq, Ibn Rasulullah, when I enter the haram of Hussein, in what manner should I go before Hussein? He said, go to Hussein the way Hussein was on the day of Ashura. And how should this be, Ibn Rasulullah? He said, when you go, enter the haram of Hussein crying, filled with sorrow and grief, let your hair be disheveled, let you be covered in dust, and go while you are hungry and thirsty. فَإِنَّ الْحُسَيْنِ كَانَ حَزِينًا مَكْرُوبًا شَعَثًا مُغْبِرًا جَعِيًا أَطْشَانًا أَجْرُكُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When Hussein had no other sacrifice to offer, when Hussein went into the tents of his Ashab and Ansar and found they were empty, when Hussein went into the tents of the Banu Aqil and the other Banu Hashim and found they were empty, he came out once more and stood before the enemies and called out, هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرْنَا هَلْ مِنْ مُغِيثٍ يُغِيثُنَا. Is there anyone left to come and help us now? When there was no reply, then he said, هَلْ مِنْ ذَابٍ يَذُبُّ أَنْ حَرَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Is there anyone at least to come and protect Zainab and Umm Kulthum? When there was no reply from anyone, and Hussein realized it is time for him to go, but Hussein alayhi salam called his sister Zainab. For the last time, the brother and sister walked together. Hussein went towards the tent of Zainul Abideen. Hussein came to Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam al-Sajjad says that when my father came for Wida, when he entered the tent and stood before me, I could not recognize him. I saw a man before me. It took me a little while to know this was my father. I said to him, Baba, what is this condition of yours? Aina, Aina, Habib? Baba, where is Habib? He said, Bunayya qad qutil. Aina, aina Zuhair? Bunayya qad qutil. Aina, aina Muslim in Awsaja? Bunayya qad qutil. Then Hussein said to him, My son Ali, I have come for Wida, I am going for Jihad. But Imam Sajjad said to him, why will you go, Baba? Aina, aina Ammun al-Abbas? Bunayya qad qutil. Aina, aina Akhi Ali al-Akbar? Bunayya qad qutil. My son Sajjad, but the only men that are left now is you and I. Bas Imam Zainul Abideen, when he heard this, he took hold of his cane and stood up. He said to his aunt Zainab, help me to stand. He held the cane in one side. He dragged the sword in his other hand and began heading out towards the tent. Hussein said, where are you going, my son Ali? Baba, are you going to go to the Maidan and die and I should simply sit here and wait? Hussein called out, Zainab, hold Ali and bring him back. Zainul Abideen was brought back. Imam al-Hussein began doing his wasiyah. He said, look, my son Ali, the imamat rests in your hands now. Look, my son Ali, you still have to go to the bazaars of Kufa and Sham. Look, my son, when you come back to Karbala, Zainab and Rabab will not want to leave Karbala. You must take them back to Medina. And look, my son Ali, when you go back to Medina, give my Shia my salam. And tell them whenever they drink cold water, they should remember the thirst of Hussein. And tell them if they ever see a stranger, if they ever see anyone who is lost and far from his home, then they should remember that Hussein as well was ghareeb. But Hussein hugged his son for the last time. He came out from the khayam of Zainul Abideen. He called for a sanduq of tabarrukat. He opened up this chest. He removed an old cloth from it. He put it on himself and began tearing it from all sides. Hussein put his kafan on himself. Then he went out to the tents of the ladies. He began calling out, Ya Zainab wa Ya Kulthum, Ya Sakina wa Ya Ruqayya, Ya Fatima wa Ya Rabab, Alaykunna minni salam. This is the akhiri wida of Hussein. The women called Hussein inside the tent. They formed two lines. Mawla and Aqa, walk between us so that we may do your final ziyarah. But Hussein is walking between his women folk. Sakina is holding on to the Aba of Hussein. Baba, do not go to the Maidan. Someone is kissing the feet of Hussein. Someone is holding on to the hands of Hussein. Aba Abdullah, do not leave us. Hussein called out, Zainab, Ihbisuhunna. Zainab, hold the women back. I must leave now. Zainab comforted the women and held them back. Then Zainab spent a few moments alone with her brother. First, Zainab made her wasiyah. She said, My brother Hussein, can you open the buttons of your collar a little bit? Hussein opened his shirt. Zainab began kissing the neck of Hussein. What is this, my sister Zainab? What is this, oh Zainab? Zainab began saying, Hussein, this was the wasiyah of my mother Fatima. Zahra had said to me, I will not be in Karbala. Oh Zainab, when Hussein is leaving, kiss the throat on which a blunt dagger will be run. But Hussein remembered another wasiyah. He said, Zainab, lift your abba. And Hussein began kissing the arms of his sister Zainab. Zainab, this is the wasiyah of my father Ali. He said, kiss the arms on which ropes will be tied. Hussein made his final wasiyah to Zainab. Zainab, rehm khakar koi be rehm agar pani de, pehle mere tum pehle Sakina ko pani pilana. Zainab, gar Sakina ka labe neher. Kar Sakina ka labe nehr jana ho, Zainab lash abba se dilawar ki chupana. Zainab, Hussein went out towards his horse. Hussein fanadara yaminan wa shimala. He began looking to the right and left. Everyone who went for jihad, Hussein went out to bid them farewell. Hussein began looking to the right and left. He could not find anyone. He began addressing his companions and saying, Ya abtala safa wa ya fursan al hija. مالي أناديكم فلا تجيبون يا مسلم يا حبيب. Why is there no one calling and responding to me? Zainab had the nida of Hussein. She came out once more and held the reins of the horse. Go, my brother Hussein. Zainab will bid you farewell. Hussein got on his horse. Hussein wanted to leave now towards the Maidan, and he found that Zuljanah would not move. Zuljanah would not move. Hussein began addressing his horse. Hussein began talking to his steed and saying, Zuljanah, Zuljanah, you are as tired as I am. You are as hungry and thirsty as I am. But this is the last Zahma, Zuljanah. Take me to the Maidan. I will not trouble you anymore. Zuljanah was crying. His head was turning downwards as if saying, Mawla and Aqa, Mawla, look towards my feet. Your little child Sakina is holding on to them. Hussein turned to look down. Little Sakina is holding on to the feet of the horse. Zuljanah, do not take my Baba to the Maidan. Whoever has gone has never returned. Ammu Abbas went, he never came back. Hussein descended his horse one more time. He sat down on the hot sands of Karbala. He put his little daughter on his lap. He began showing love to his child for the last time. I do not know how Hussein parted from this daughter. The little girl began asking her father, Abata, Abata, hal istaslamta lil maut? Baba, have you surrendered yourself to death? Baba, are you now really going to die? Hussein began saying, Ya qurrata aini, kaifa la yastaslim lil maut? Man la lahu nasran wala mu'in? My child, the apple of my eye, what other choice do I have when there is no one left anymore to help me and come to my aid? But the little girl understood. She must now become an orphan. She had one last request. She said, Abata, if you must go and save Islam, then go, certainly go. Can you not do us one more favor? Yes, what is it you want, my little child? She said, Abata, rudduna ila harami jaddina. Baba, before you go to the Maidan, can you not send us back to Medina? How should Hussein say to her, Sakina, you will never return to Medina. Sakina, for you is waiting the Zindan of Sham. But I cannot tell you how Hussein was able to separate from his daughter. Mir Anis tries to capture this in a few couplets. He says, Sakina began saying to her Baba, Neend aayegi jab aapki bhu paungi Baba, main raat ko maktal mein chali aaungi Baba. Farmaya, farmaya, nikalti nahi saidaniya bahar, chhati pe sulayegi tumhe raat ko madar. Usne kaha, phir aaj kahan soyenge asghar? She bole ke bas zid na karo, sadke mein tum par. Shab hoegi aur dasht mein hum hoenge bibi, asghar mere saath aaj wahi soyenge bibi. Aye ghareeb imam, aye ghareeb Hussein. Hussein rose from the hot sands of Karbala. He kissed his child for the last time. Zainab, this is my amana. Zainab, let not Shimr slap this child. Zainab, look after my child. Hussein got onto his horse. Hussein diverted his attention. I do not know how Zainab stood watching her brother leave. Hussein came into the Maidan. The son of Haidar came into the battlefield. He began saying to the people, Ansibuni thumma arji'u ila anfusikum hal yahillu lakum qatli. O people, look at my lineage and then ask yourselves, is it lawful for you to kill me? Am I not the son of your Rasul? Am I not the son of the daughter of your Rasul? Was not Ja'far al-Tayyar from us? Was not Hamza for us? What law of Sharia have I broken for which you kill me? The Ashqiya responded and said, Oh Hussein, we bear witness you are the son of Rasul. We bear witness you are the son of Fatima. In fact, we bear witness you are the best of people. But we will kill you this day. Bughdan li abik, out of hatred for your father Ali. This day we will avenge Badr and Hunayn. But Hussein realized there was no point reasoning with them. He said to Umar ibn Sa'd, Ya ibn Sa'd, if you must fight me, then be fair and fight me one on one. Umar ibn Sa'd agreed to this. He began sending one by one. But who was there who would resist the sword of Dhul Fiqar?
Every one of them came. The Imam killed him and sent him to the fire of hell. When Umar ibn Sa'd saw that this was not working, he began saying to them, attack him in multitudes, large numbers of people. They surrounded Hussein like locusts. Everyone came fighting Hussein from all sides. Hussein kept fighting. The flesh of Zulfiqar was shown once again. The day of Khaybar returned. The day of Badr returned. Hussein kept killing them. Heads were rolling from all sides. He was doing tasbih. Hussein was constantly doing tasbih. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And sometimes he would attack Maymana. Sometimes he would attack Maysara. He would say to them, oh cowards, where are you running? You killed my Aliun al-Akbar. Where are you running, oh cowards? You severed the hands of my Abbas. The enemies could not fight Hussein. They began fleeing and crying, Al-Aman, Al-Aman. But Umar ibn Sa'd said, you will not kill the son of Haydar in this manner. Yawmul Qiyamah will come, you will not kill the son of Haydar. Do not approach him, throw things from him from afar. But whoever had an arrow in his quiver, he took an arrow and began shooting arrows at Hussein. Whoever had a spear began throwing spears at Hussein. Whoever had no arrow and spear, he began lifting rocks from the ground and throwing rocks at Hussein. It began raining on the son of Zahra. Ajrukum ala Allah, ajrukum ala Allah. The arbab of Aza say, a rock came flying towards Hussein. It hit him on the forehead. A fountain of blood erupted. Hussein loosened his armor. He lifted his shirt to wipe the blood on his chest. Hurmala took a poisoned arrow. He aimed it at the heart of Hussein. When the arrow hit the chest of Hussein could not hold himself on the horse anymore. Hussein could not hold himself on the horse anymore. He began falling towards the ground. He began saying, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Hussein began falling towards the ground. But now the Arbab of Aza say, there were so many arrows on the body of Hussein that Hussein fell from his horse. But Hussein did not land on the ground of Karbala. فَكَانَ مُعَلَّقَةٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Hussein's body rested between the heavens and the earth on a bed of arrows. Hussein fell. The Kaaba fell. Hussein fell. The Quran fell. Islam fell. Anbiya fell. Fatima and Muhammad fell. Shabbar gire, Butul giri, Mustafa gire. Sadma hua ye dil pe ke sab anbiya gire. Chauthe falak se Hazrat Isa bhi gir pare. Behosh hoke tur pe Musa bhi gir pare. Tarpa idhar to khaak pe Zehra ka laadla. Zehra pukarti thi ke faryaad ya khuda. Mera Hussein dhoop ke andar hai jal raha. Hussein's mother was waiting for him. Come, oh Hussein, I have cleared the ground. I am waiting for you, oh Hussein. Hamid ibn Muslim says, by Allah, I never saw a man like Hussein. There was light and nur radiating from him. I never saw a man who had lost so much, but who had so much zeal to fight. When Hussein fell from his horse, he stood up once more. Anyone who came near him, Hussein would still fight. When he would tire, he would sit down. Anyone would come near him, he would stand again and he would fight. Umar ibn Sa'd again asked them to shoot arrows at Hussein. At one point, Hussein lay on the ground. And Hussein tried to stand, but Hussein could not stand anymore. When Hussein couldn't stand anymore, he began saying, Wa Muhammada, Wa Aliya, Wa Ghurbata, Wa Qillata Nasira. Charon taraf ko dekh ke kehne laga Hussein. Charon taraf ko dekh ke kehne laga Hussein. Ay zalimo, gharib hai be aashna Hussein. Ajrukum ala Allah, ajrukum ala Allah. Umar ibn Sa'd said, how do we approach Hussein now? How do we know if Hussein is still alive? He asked the people to shoot arrows at him. Hussein did not move. Then Umar ibn Sa'd devised a plan. He began calling out. He said, Oh Hussein, we are now going to attack Zainab. But Hussein heard the name of Zainab. He stood up once more. He got up on his knees once more. They shot more arrows at him. When Hussein again fell, they said, oh Hussein, we are now going to burn your tents. Every time they called out and taunted Hussein, Hussein stood up. Hussein was finally on the ground and was not moving. Zuljanah, Zuljanah began doing tawaf of the body of his Aqa and Mawla, and the people tried approaching Hussein. Whoever came near Hussein, Zuljanah would kick them with his hooves and kill them. The enemies thought, let us perhaps kill Zuljanah as well. They began stringing their bows with arrows. They pointed it at the horse of Hussein. Umar ibn Sa'd began calling out, oh people, do not kill Zuljanah. Oh people, this is the horse of Rasulullah. Do not shoot arrows at Zuljanah. Aye, Gharib Hussein. Hussein was being guarded by his horse. Aye, Gharib Hussein. But the time of Asr came. Hussein turned and looked to the heavens. He heard, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki, radiyatum mardiya. Hussein turns towards sujood for the last time. Zuljanah came to his Aqa and Mawla. He began rubbing his forehead on the blood of Hussein. How shall he give news to Sakina? But Zuljanah rubbed himself with the blood of Hussein. He began racing towards the Khayyam. Hussein went into sujood. He began calling out to his Lord, Ilahi, taraktul khalqatur ranfi awak, wa aitamtul iyali likay arak. فَلَوْ قَتَّعُونِ بِالسَّيْفِ إِرْبًا إِرْبًا لَمَا حَنَّ الْفُعَادِ إِلَى سِوَاكِ. Hussein in his ibadat, suddenly the most wretched of all people on earth came forward. Shimr Dil Jawshan came forward. He brought a dagger with him. He began striking it on a stone and blunting it. Darya bi ro diya, samandar bi ro diya. Darya bi ro diya, samandar bi ro diya. Nazuk gale ko dekh ke, khanjar bi ro diya. Hai, hai. Shimr came to Hussein. He kicked him on the chest and turned him. Then Fajalasa ala sadril Hussein. He set himself on the chest of Hussein. Hussein looked at his qatil. He said, oh Shimr, okay, oh Shimr, qatil tu qatil karne mein kuch shak nahi rakhna. Oh Shimr, if you must kill me, then kill me. Oh Shimr, I ask you for a few drops of water before you kill me. Hussein is trying to revive the last possible trace of humanity in him. Shimr refuses to give him water. He says to him, pani pilana, pani tumhe pilana, gunah hai, hakim ka hukm hai, ke pani bashar piye, hakim ka hukm hai, ke pani bashar piye, gore piye, sawar piye, aur shutar piye, jo tishna lab jahan mein ho, wo sab aan kar piye, haiwan piye, charind piye, janwar piye, kafir talak piye, to na tum mana kijiyo, ek Fatima ke laal ko, pani na dijiyo. Hussein kept pleading with him, mujhko nahi rulate, nabi ko rulate ho, ye teer Fatima ke jigar par lagate ho, jab hum na hoenge, to kise tum sataoge, pani kise dikha ke zami par bahoge. Hai khun rone ki jagah hai, laine ghazab kiya, Ahmad ke boss gha pe khanjar chala diya. Zainab was standing on an elevation. Zainab lost sight of her brother. She began screaming out and saying, alas, if only the heavens would rent asunder. Alas, if only the mountains would shatter. Suddenly, the earth and the land of Karbala began trampling. The sun was eclipsed. It began raining blood on the land of Karbala. The water of Furat rose like mountains, calling out, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Zainab ran towards the tent of Abid. Zuljanah ran towards the Khayyam. The women came out doing matam. The women began asking Zuljanah, Aina taraktal Hussein? Zuljanah, where have you left your master? Little Sakina ran out as well. She put her little arms around the horse. She did not ask Zuljanah, where is my Baba? She only asked Zuljanah, Asukiya abhi, am kutila atshanan. Zuljanah, did they give any water to my Baba? Or did they kill him thirsty? Zainab went and brought Abid out. My son Sajjad, come and look, there is Qiyamah outside. Imam Zainul Abidin came out. He saw the head of his father on a spear. He began crying, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, Assalamu alayka ya Abata. The voice of Jibrail rang out in the heavens, Allah, qad qutila al-Husayn bi Karbala. Allah, qad dhubiha al-Husayn bi Karbala. Rahimallahu man nada wa imama wa husayna wa ghariba wa madluma ya Hussein, faryad ya Muhammad, faryad ya Ali wa husayna wa husayna wa madluma ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.